Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishma Asar B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis. This Daf is learned on the day of Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos, and there's a very beautiful connection to what's going on in this Daf to the Moed that we're holding in. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, and then towards the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings that here, how do two Eidim connect together? They connect with the idea of Toich Kedei Dibur. Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. And therefore you can have two Eidim that are talking with one within Toich Kedei Dibur of each other, and that's how they connect to be one Eidus. Now in the past, we brought in both in the Shurim of Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin and Bobakama Daf Ayin Gimel, the idea of what is Toich Kedei Dibur all about. So the Ran in Nedarim, he brings a Rabbeinu Tam that says Toich Kedei Dibur is because Rabbanan or Mesakin, the person could stop from doing a deal in order to say hello to his Rebbe. The Ran asks the Rabbeinu Tam, if so, so how can he do that with the Oraisas? He speaks about Nedarim, Bias in the Gemara and the Shavuos. Now the Rabbanan are going against the Torah and saying the Shavuos Nachal, the Shavuos Ischal, because the person is able to speak to his Rebbe? How does that make sense? So therefore the Ran says the Pshat is because of Gemirus Das. The person is not Goymer Daitoy until passes the time of Toich Kedei Dibur. And this is also very difficult to understand with our Gemara, because our Gemara has nothing to do with Gemirus Das. It has to do with two Eidim connecting to each other. So because one still doesn't have Gemirus Das, the second one can connect them, a little harder to understand. But even a stronger question on the Ran is what the Achronim bring. So the Gemara says Toich Kedei Dibur regarding a Maise. If a person did Kriya on a Mace, and he did it too early, but Toich Kedei Dibur, the Mace died, so the Kriya works. What Gemirus Das you have over there? It's nothing to do with Gemirus Das. The fact that the Mace died within Toich Kedei Dibur doesn't make it Gemirus Das. So why will the Toich Kedei Dibur work? So Shimon Shkov famously explains that Toich Kedei Dibur means the smallest unit of time. Meaning, the world has time, and time is divided to small units. What is the smallest unit of time, according to Chazal? It is Toich Kedei Dibur. Which means anything that happens within Toich Kedei Dibur is happening within the smallest unit of time. It's happening at the same time. This time doesn't stop in this world. The world has a mahalach of time. Time is moving. So every single unit of time has to have some time to it. What is the smallest unit? Toich Kedei Dibur. Anything that happens within Toich Kedei Dibur is considered to happen at the same time. And as explained in the past, this Yisoid of Shimon Shkob connects to Yisoid of Machshava. The Vilna Gaon tells us in Aderes Leyo, beginning of Bereishis, the Gemara tells us Bereishis not Mimaimer. Bereishis was also something. It was something was created. The word Bereishis. What was created? Bereishis, time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's when time started. Bereishis means the beginning. Beginning means that you have a continuation. That's the idea of time. When the world is created, you have a creation of time. And the Oyim Kainin is that the world is a world of a process. What's the process? There's a beginning. There's a middle, there's an end. The world is going towards something. So the world is created as a process. Time is a process. You go from one end to another end. And this is what's brought down Chazal, and so brings the Tshuva Sarajbo. It brings the same idea. The question, the Pasuk says, Ki Sheshes Yomim Bara Hashem. Which will create Sheshes Yomim. He should have said, Ki Bes Sheshes Yomim Bara Hashem. Which will create the world within 6 days. It doesn't say that. It says the world was created as a 6-day process. Ki Sheshes Yomim Bara Hashem. Which will create the world, a world of 6 days. Which means the world was created as a process of six. 6 days in the week. Sheet al-Fishni is for the world. This idea of the world. The world is a mahalach, is a process. One of the biggest fears, as the Ramban tells us in the end of Pashas Boy, is that they say the oilam is kadma, and the world was never created. It was always there. If you believe the world was created, that means there's a creator that created the world. So the world has a mahalach that goes from one point to another and is supposed to achieve something. That's the whole imuno. That's the whole process, the whole idea of the world of time, the world of process. And the whole gilui of the world comes through ma'amoris, through talks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A talk, by definition, is something that goes in time. Re'iyah, a person can see something in one split moment. But to speak, the whole idea of speaking is time. You take syllables, you connect them to words, you connect the words to sentences, and throughout time, you create a dibur. Dibur cannot be revealed without time. And because this world is a world of dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakol Nihya Bidvaroy, everything is created with Dibur. So the Gilui of the Dibur is through time. That's what my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal always used to say, that every item in the world, how do you call an item in Lashon HaKodesh? An item is Dover. דבר זה, דבר זה, דובר. דובר לשון דיבור. Everything in the world is a revelation of the דיבור של הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא, which is revealed in the world, but is revealed as process, as a mahalach going from one place to another. So immediately, the smallest unit of time must be at least something you could say, some דיבור. What is דיבור? תוך כדי דיבור. The smallest unit of time is defined by the smallest unit of דיבור. That's why anything that happens toch kedei dibur is considered to be happening at the same time. That's the oimik of what Reb Shimon Shkob is saying. But now let's add to here another nekudo that connects to Shavuos. As Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes in the Ha'oris Epischa Shor, Olam Hazeh is created as a world of units. And that's why you can add to the units, or you can subtract from the units, you can make it more. The Torah starts with the word Bereshis, with a letter base. Base is Loshon Bracha. I mean, you have something and then you add to it. And this is the idea of the Mahalach that we have in the world. But that is this world. The Torah HaKadosha, the Torah is before the world. The Torah is everything is Echad. There's no Mahalach over there. It's Kidlui Echad of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And therefore, when the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael, is given through Aseres HaDibros, what is the first letter of Aseres HaDibros? The letter Aleph. Not base. Base is this world, units. But the Aseres HaDibros starts with the letter Aleph, Anoichi. And according to what we're learning, the concept of a mahalach, of a dibur, of a process, is this world. The Torah is kol kulo yechod. There's no mahalach over there. So Emil is never nifla moed, what we saw earlier in the Masechta. Zachor v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru. When the Torah is mizgala, we don't have diburim. We have everything happening at one time. Dibur, by definition, is something which takes time. And the Torah is above time. So, Zochav Hashem, Dibur Echad Nemru, there's no Diburim, everything is at one shot. V'doik Shadvorim Amukim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, or what's a good, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.